This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hopes for a first wave of coronavirus vaccinations before the end of 2020 received a boost as another drug maker says it's ready to ask U.S. and European regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Moderna says there were hints its vaccine was working during clinical trials, and it got the final results over the weekend, suggesting the shots are more than 94% effective.
I allowed myself to cry for the first time.
Moderna medical chief Tal Zaks says the results should be enough for the FDA to approve emergency use in the U.S. Moderna's just behind Pfizer and partner BioNTech in looking to start vaccinations next month. Both will have to first present their data to FDA science advisors, who will publicly debate whether there's enough evidence to approve the shots. Sagar Magani, Washington.
If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agrees Moderna's product is safe and effective, the first of the drug's two doses could be given to millions of Americans by the middle of December. Monday, Hong Kong reimposed social distancing measures at some of their strictest levels in the city since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, as authorities battle a fourth wave of infections. The financial hub has maintained bans on large group gatherings for much of the year and has shuttered various industries when cases have spiked. Daily cases have risen above 100 in recent days, prompting authorities to usher in stricter measures similar to those seen during earlier outbreaks. The new restrictions will take effect starting Wednesday. Vietnam reported its first local transmission of COVID-19 in nearly 3 months Monday, with officials scrambling to prevent a wider outbreak. Late Monday, the health ministry announced it had detected coronavirus in a relative of a Vietnam Airlines flight attendant who tested positive over the weekend. This is VOA News. Somalia expelled Kenya's ambassador and recalled its own envoy from Nairobi after accusing its neighbor of interfering in the electoral process in Jubaland, one of Somalia's five semi-autonomous states. Relations between the countries have been tense over the ownership of potential oil and gas deposits, some of which lie off the coasts of Jubaland. Somalia did not go into further details on the alleged interference, while Kenya denied any wrongdoing and dismissed what it called, quote, unsubstantiated allegations, end quote. A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remotely kill a military nuclear scientist. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kuwait's foreign ministry condemns Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's killing, according to the state news agency. Maritime border talks between Lebanon and Israel, scheduled for Wednesday, have been postponed, and now U.S. mediators will contact the two old foes separately, Israeli and Lebanese officials said Monday. The negotiations were launched in October, with delegations convening at a U.N. base to try to resolve the dispute about their maritime border that has held up hydrocarbon exploration in the potentially gas-rich area. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, Monday ramped up her calls for a new Scottish independence referendum, declining to rule out another vote next year and hinting she might go to court for permission to hold one if London tried to block it. Scots rejected independence in 2014, but Brexit and the British government's handling of the COVID-19 crisis have bolstered support for secession, with most polls showing a majority now favoring breaking away from the United Kingdom. Elections to Scotland's devolved parliament will take place in May, and Sturgeon's Scottish National Party is expected to perform strongly, which it argues would be a mandate for another independence referendum. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden officially named former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as his choice for Treasury Secretary Monday. Biden's transition team said in a statement, quote, if confirmed, she will be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.